Hello, hi, and welcome or welcome back to the Strategic Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Blue, and I am a business astrologer and strategist here to help you bring astrology into your business strategy so that you can start, grow, or scale your online business. As always, I'm really excited to be here with you for another episode. And today we are talking all about Mercury retrograde, what it is, why you shouldn't freak out about it, and how to use it to your advantage as a business owner. So, unpopular opinion, I actually really freaking love Mercury retrograde. And I think this is also because I have Mercury naturally retrograde in my birth chart. So I see it really differently than a lot of folks do. And I never really understood the fear around it. Planetary retrogrades happen with almost every planet except for the sun and the moon every year, multiple times a year. So when we are able to look at retrogrades as a way to just, you know, it's part of the maintenance of a planet, right? Then it takes away a lot of that fear and like shadowiness around it. And instead, we can really embrace it for what it is because it's here for a reason. So in this episode, let's talk about what exactly Mercury retrograde is, pull back that curtain a little bit so that you can get a lot more comfortable with when it happens. We can talk about how to prepare for Mercury retrograde and then also how you can use it to your advantage as a business owner. So let's get into it. All right. So what exactly is Mercury retrograde? Like I mentioned before, planetary retrogrades are when a planet shifts its direction. So planets are always moving forward. That's how we have transits. That's how we have a natural progression in the way that a planet moves. Retrogrades are when that planet, instead of moving forward, it's slowing down, almost going backwards, right? So it is shifting its direction. It's moving in a way that is abnormal to how it typically moves. Every planet goes retrograde at some point, except for the luminaries, so the sun and the moon. They never retrograde, but every other planet retrogrades. And so in that way, right, that fear around retrogrades that, oh no, like this is happening again, is completely unnecessary because it's a normal part of planetary progressions to have retrogrades. We all need time at some point to pause and reevaluate what it is that we're doing. And the planets are no different. And so with them happening every year, multiple times a year, depending on a planet we're talking about, you can think of the planetary retrogrades as normal planetary maintenance. So Mercury retrograde is the specific time when Mercury is the planet that is retrograding. This happens about 2 to 3 times per year. And the structure of that is always the same. The retrograde itself happens for about 3 weeks. And then you have 2 weeks prior, which is referred to as the shadow period, where the Mercury retrograde effects may begin to take place. And then you have 2 weeks after, which is the post-retrograde shadow period, where the Mercury retrograde may still be taking effect, even though technically the Mercury retrograde period itself is over. So ultimately, you're looking at about 7 to 8 weeks within each Mercury retrograde specifically, where you're going to be feeling the effects of that Mercury retrograde. So again, this is something you can totally plan for because this is a natural part of the planetary progression. So Mercury is a planet that rules over our communication primarily. It's a great talker of the zodiac. It's the planet that really likes to share, to communicate, to express ideas openly and fluidly. And it also rules over commerce. So this is often where we see a lot of that fear-mongering happen. Mercury retrogrades can be deeply tied to the ways that money and commerce are flowing. And it can also be tied to miscommunication. So these are some of the most common things that you can expect to happen during a Mercury retrograde, right? But Mercury also rules over writing, education, speech. So these are the areas that you can plan to see, you know, some sort of miscommunication or like the retrograde itself affecting the most. So the biggest thing that I can say for you, if you're thinking about, all right, how do I prepare for Mercury retrograde outside of understanding what it is and also digging into what Mercury itself as a planet represents, my biggest piece of advice for you is to get your affairs in order if you can help it. So again, every Mercury retrograde, it's going to be in effect for about 7 to 8 weeks if you're counting those shadow periods before and after the Mercury retrograde itself. And so use that time accordingly. If you're, you know, catching this episode before any kind of Mercury retrograde shadow period is occurring, that's perfect because now this gives you a little bit of time to prepare. If there's any kind of major events that are happening that you can control that are going to be affecting the areas of life and business that Mercury rules over, shift that if you can. So if you have any like major events that are going to be starting that are going to be initiated during Mercury retrograde, again, if you can help it, try to make it so that it's happening outside of the retrograde, especially if it is affecting the areas that Mercury naturally rules over in the chart. So just like the planets themselves always need time to pause, to reevaluate, think about your own maintenance, right? You can't move forward and progress at all times. There has to be periods where you take a breather, you push back, you pull back, you just, you know, not go forward so much. And that's the main lesson that Mercury retrograde specifically is here to teach you. And so I always like to say as well that if you really want to take advantage of Mercury retrograde as a business owner, embrace the action of re. And what I mean by that is embrace the non-initiation. This can be kind of hard to do, especially if you're somebody that maybe has a lot of prominent placements, a lot of cardinal signs, a lot of fire signs, right, in your chart. But I'm telling you, all of us need time to recharge, to rest, to reevaluate. Because not only does this help us to be better action takers, but it also helps you to understand if the path that you're currently going on is actually giving you the results that you're looking for. So something that I feel really passionate about, especially as a business astrologer and strategist, is learning how to make data-driven decisions. And Mercury retrograde can be a really great time to gather that information, to review the actions that you have taken over the last few weeks or months or even year, right? And really make a plan to not so much start new action, okay? We're not doing that, but instead we're reviewing all the work that we have previously done in your business, right? Maybe you have a ton of different marketing channels that you're using, but you don't really feel super passionate about one in particular. Mercury retrograde can be a really great time to review and look over the channels that you're using and to see from the data what has actually gotten you the results that you've wanted. A good example of that is this podcast. Okay, so I was actually doing my own review. It's before the Mercury retrograde period, but whatever. I'm doing my own review, right? And I noticed something really interesting about my own data. In the last quarter, 40% at the time of this recording, 40% of all my new clients have actually come from the podcast. And if they haven't come from the podcast directly and they weren't included in that 40%, almost all of the new clients that I've worked with, either with readings or in private astrologer work, have noted specifically that the podcast played the biggest decision-making role for them. So even if they came to me from another channel, some people came from like Twitter or Threads, some people came from YouTube, which YouTube actually ended up being the second highest, most converting marketing channel for me, ironically enough. Even if they came from a different channel, the podcast was still the number one place that people noted, like, yeah, this is what helped me make the decision from just consuming the content, just listening, just learning about you to actually making a purchase and becoming a client. That's huge. So that is part of the magic of Mercury retrograde. In the embracing of the revision, the revisiting, the reevaluating, this can actually help you to refine the actions for you to take and will ultimately help you be a better business owner because now you're taking more targeted action. So instead of me putting all this effort, right, in reviewing the data, I could look at that and I could say, you know what, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do, but I'm going to use that to my advantage instead and really double down with the podcast to really emphasize making the podcast better instead of maybe starting brand new on another channel that I don't feel as passionate about, right? And that isn't getting me the results that I want. It isn't building that longevity for me, right? Or fulfilling specific goals. That is part of the magic of Mercury retrograde. When you slow down and you take a step away from initiating all the time, it creates so much space for you to notice what actually is working and to revise your plan so that you're doing less, but you're doing more of what is already working. So doing less, but better, which is what we all should be doing. So again, Mercury retrograde is not this time to fear, okay? This happens every year, multiple times a year. And this is actually a really good episode to come back to and review if you're feeling nervous or jittery or you're not quite sure how to use the energy of Mercury retrograde to your advantage, right? And so I want to encourage you that if you want to learn how this upcoming Mercury retrograde is going to affect you, I do talk about current transits with my email list, so that is the best place to get deeper insight specifically to the upcoming Mercury retrograde. And then if you want to learn how to work with upcoming transits for your specific birth chart, then I want to encourage you to book a reading with me, all right? This is where we can really sit down and deep dive with your specific unique chart and make a plan for how to use the energy of your chart with the upcoming transits like Mercury retrograde so that you can use the upcoming transits for your advantage to become an even more successful business owner. All of the information for that, as well as everything I've mentioned in this episode, can be found in the show notes. All right, that's everything I have for you in today's episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.